Houston, monitoring. WHM, kilowatt 4, Oscar India, Mike. I think it's clear. Am I correct? For WHM, go ahead. Hey, Bill, this is Walt, if you're in Edmonton. Oh, hope you are. Just had a little quick rain shower, and of course now it's hot and muggy, so I'm inside. A little this morning up here at Lake Bowen. According to the computer, we got thunderstorms moving in. It said any minute, but the sun's out bright and shiny. I was out here in this old Ford of mine. I just put a freeze plug in it yesterday behind the motor mount, and now that I got it back together, the doggone thing's skipping. I thought it might be a blowed head gasket, but I ain't getting no water in the radiator, and there ain't no water coming out the exhaust, so I don't know what's wrong with it, Bill.
Oh, that's a tough one, unless you may have knocked a plug wire loose by accident.
Rusted that freeze plug out. I was about a mile from home, and my granddaughter had to come pull me back. And after it cooled off, it fired back up. But next to the last plug wire on the driver's side was off. Yeah, I put it back on, and I've checked all the plug wires. And I done it the hard way. I grabbed them and pulled them off one by one. And boy, one of them lit me up.
That's for sure. Yeah, I got a Toyota 4Runner 95 model. And it's in the shop and it'll crank, but it's not getting any fire. And they've changed the distributor and the coil and bunch of other stuff. I don't know what's going on with it.
I'm 74 years old, and I'm used to a carburetor and points and condenser and all of that. I just don't know nothing about electronic ignition and fuel injection. The thing cranks up just fine. And I was going to run up to the Dollar General last night and get a bag of cat food. And I got about a half mile up the road and it was skipping so bad. I turned around and said, I'm going back home. And I got it back here in the yard. But it cranks up fine. But boy, when you put it in gear, it starts skipping. And I've done it been a blowed head gasket. At least I could get some of that stuff in advance to go in there to seal that up. But I don't think it's a blowed head gasket because I ain't not getting up water in the oil. I ain't got no blowback in the radiator. No water coming out the exhaust. I'm just confused with it.
You've listed everything that normally happens with a blowed head gasket. The, I don't know, that's a good one there.
Dark, like it's fixing to pour the rain, and now the sun's back out. And I think it's a 90% humidity with a 90% chance of rain up here today.
I'm looking at the weather radar now. There's a good bit of rain, but it's all pushing south. So we might get us a pop-up shower.
Check into the
when you're getting the DTF tone pushed or something going on there, you got a tone in the background pretty loud.
Kenwood radio was in my truck. This is an old Kenwood. I don't even see the model on there. Yeah, it's a TR-9130. And I hate the microphone on it. This thing is an all-mode upper lower sideband CW. But the doggone little mic got the keypad on the back of it. And if you got the mic in the palm of your hand, you're going to send a tone. That's why I put the thing in the truck instead of using it down there in my camper. And I try to watch that. I'm sorry about it. Is it on there now? I moved my hand back.
Turned it up. And no apology needed. I've done it myself.
Dark again. This is some strange weather we having. I'm up here on Lake Bowen, and after I got my truck back home last night, I got my daughter's truck and ran up the store. And down here across the bridge, on Compton Bridge Road, they got a fishing pier out there. And I don't care how hard it's raining, thundering or lightning, there's always a bunch of people out there fishing, Bill. I love to fish, but I'm not going to fish in the rain.
Especially holding a graphite rod, you might turn into a lightning rod. Come up a little storm, and that could be dangerous.
I've always brought up to get away from the water when it's lightning. I won't take a shower or nothing when there's a storm coming up. And I've got my shack down. I've got a 30-foot pull-behind camper that I've just about gutted out. Got nothing in there but my radio equipment, because after I had that stroke, broke my neck, I had to move in with my daughter and my 5-year-old grandson. And I just didn't have room in the house. But boy, when it comes up storm, I've got one of those five-position antenna switches that supposedly, if you switch it up to the middle, it grounds all of your antennas. But I done been hit by lightning twice. So when it comes to storm, I'm throwing coax out the window, Bill.
There. When I'm not using my radios, I keep them unplugged and keep the coax pointed away from them, because it'll sure come in on it.
Yeah, I was working down at Greenwood. We widened Highway 72 all the way from Clinton down to the bridge at the lake. And it was coming a storm, and I ran in there and threw all my coax out the windows, unplugged all my radio equipment, thought I was safe. But lightning hit my beam. I had a tri-band beam up. No, it didn't hit the beam. Lightning came in on the telephone line that went to my computer that was all grounded to my radio and my antenna tuner and all of that. It came through the telephone line and wiped my whole station out. But it got the TV and the microwave. It didn't get the stove and refrigerator, but it got about everything else coming through the doggone phone line.
When it comes in, it comes in. I've had one direct strike. It's been years ago, but it come in and back days when you had an answering machine, and it burned a hole through the telephone book. But it got all kind of stuff in the house and through the phone line. And then about 2 months ago, I had a lightning strike, probably probably about 100 yards from the house, hit a tree, but it, I guess the energy from the lightning strike come through the antenna and burned up one of my radios.
Lightning strike I had. Lightning hit a tree in the behind my shack, and the tree root, I had driven my ground rod right down through the tree root, and lightning came through the tree root into the ground rod, up the ground wire, into that antenna switch, and wiped out everything. That's been, I don't know, 2 years ago, maybe three. But now I unplug and throw everything out. K4OAM, ID.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, I think when lightning strikes and it's direct or near direct hit, I don't know that you can get by. I think it's going to find a way.
Jubail, you still there?
At home on your radio there, Walt. N4WHM. Walt, you still there? Sound like you might be having a radio issue.